500 and 2,000 candidates. Now, trust in Uganda's justice system has reached 93% according to the 2024-2025 National Governance Peace and Security Survey released by the Uganda Bureau of Statistics, also known as UBOS. The findings were unveiled in Kampala during the commemoration of Africa Statistics Day as government institutions continue to assess reforms in justice, peace and public service delivery. The survey, funded by the government of Uganda with support from UN Women, covered 9,000 households across 15 sub-regions, offering a nationwide picture of how citizens perceive justice, security and public institutions. According to UBOS, trust in the justice system has risen steadily from 79% in 2017 to its current high of 93%. The improvement is attributed to ongoing judicial reforms, better case management and increased efforts to combat corruption. Public confidence in government's ability to maintain security stands at 82%, while human rights awareness has reached 89%. The report also shows stronger perceptions of personal safety. 60% of respondents say they feel safe walking alone at night, and 81% describe themselves as generally happy. UBOS Executive Director Dr. Chris Mukiza said the survey further reflects the country's progress and provides critical evidence to inform national planning, emphasizing the importance of regular data collection for accountability and policy decision-making. Representing the Minister of State for Planning, Josette Nakavuma, said most of the governance indicators have shown an improvement, although she did note that some challenges continue to persist. The Ministry of Justice and Constitutional Affairs, represented by Sam Wangira, welcomed the results as affirmation of ongoing efforts to strengthen institutions and broaden access to justice. He said the high levels of trust and awareness of rights demonstrate progress in civic education and justice service delivery. Despite the overall improvements, the survey highlights areas of concern where 14% of the respondents reported paying bribes in the past year and 29% say they experienced some sort of